As a young, energetic pastor, he took his first assignment seriously. Door to door, he talked to people about Christ, prayed with them, helped them in their poverty, and cared for the ill. Welcome to Reflecting God. Soon, the local crime syndicate discovered customers staying away from the drug dealers and houses of prostitution. So the big boss, with his bodyguards, came and took the pastor to kill him. The pastor asked one thing before being shot. He asked that they let him pray for them. With permission, he knelt, prayed like he had never prayed before, more of a sermon than a prayer. When he opened his eyes, they had disappeared. Later, the big boss came again, alone. He wanted to know more about this God and his son about whom the pastor prayed. 30 years later, Dinah Cotton leads a large group of churches in India. For 20 of those years, until his recent death, the big boss was the best pastor. Do you have any idea what power exists behind your intercessory prayers? Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.